Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, August 13th. You'll be interested to know. 64 years ago today, in 1961, East Germany began constructing the Berlin Wall, a formidable barrier that divided East and West Berlin. This monumental structure stood as a stark symbol of the Cold War, separating families and communities for nearly three decades. Its eventual fall in 1989 marked a triumphant moment of unity and freedom, inspiring the world with the resilience of the human spirit. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's sunny and it feels like 73 degrees with 5 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:45 and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:50. It looks like we're in for a sunny Wednesday with temperatures reaching around 93 and a light southwest breeze. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, a low of 73, and winds picking up a bit. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Wednesday will be at 8:45, with a high tide at 3. The near shore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 73 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect showers and thunderstorms on Thursday, with a high near 87 and a chance of rain continuing into the evening. Friday through Sunday will be mostly sunny, warming up to 91. Nights will be clear to partly cloudy, with lows around 63 to 69. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas, nestled on El Camino Real South. Just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Braintree is buzzing with excitement as the Little League baseball team prepares for their shot at the world title in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. At Southside Tees in East Braintree, owner Sean Conroy has been working tirelessly to fill merchandise orders, catering to enthusiastic fans like Nancy Foley, who proudly wears her team shirt while out walking her dog. Braintree Mayor Aaron Joyce expressed the community's spirit, stating, "This is definitely something special," as a billboard over Route 93 cheers on the team. Local restaurants are even hosting watch parties and renaming menu items after players, showing that Braintree is truly rallying behind their young athletes. Now on to sports. Major League Baseball has announced its postseason schedule for this season, confirming that the flexible start date for the World Series has been eliminated. This decision follows last year's attempt to accommodate potential early finishes, but it proved impractical. As a result, the World Series is now set to begin on Friday, October 24th, with a possible Game 7 on Saturday, November 1st. The wild card round starts on Tuesday, September 30th, and the division series begins on Saturday, October 4th. Currently, the Dodgers hold the number 3 seed in the National League, with a record of 68 wins and 51 losses. In local sports, last night at Daikin Park in Houston, the Red Sox beat the Astros 14-1. Winning pitcher May went 6 innings with a 7-8 record. Home runs from Narvaez and Bregman powered the Sox, including Bregman's long homer to right in the 6th. Boston finished with 13 hits and 3 errors, leaving 10 runners on base. The Red Sox improved their record to 66-55 in the regular season. Tonight, the Red Sox clash with the Astros in Houston for the rubber game of this 3-game series. Walker Buehler, is 7-6 with a 5.4 earned run average, faces Hunter Brown, who is 9-5 with a 2.51. First pitch is at 7:10. In top news, General Electric and United Nuclear have reached a U.S. consent decree mandating a cleanup of uranium mine waste, estimated to cost nearly $63 million. This effort will take over a decade, focusing on sites in New Mexico and the Navajo Nation. The Justice Department announced that the companies will excavate approximately 1 million cubic yards of waste from the Northeast Church Rock Mine Superfund site. This mine operated from 1967 to 1982 and was a key source of uranium ore. The Environmental Protection Agency has previously mandated shorter-term cleanups, but risks remain for hazardous substance release. In business news, in a recent analysis, Zillow senior economist Orf Devoungry highlights why 2025 may be a good time to buy a house. After years of rising prices, Zillow forecasts a 0.8% drop in home values by year-end, marking the first decline since 2011. With high mortgage rates stifling competition and inventory increasing, buyers currently have more leverage. Devoundly advises against waiting for market timing, as mortgage rates can fluctuate unexpectedly. He notes that local markets vary, with affordability improving in areas like Texas and Florida, despite rising insurance costs. Sellers sitting on substantial equity are less likely to rush into the market. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is unchanged at about $119,000. Ethereum is up 9% to just under $4,700. And XRP is up 3% to $3.24. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. CoreWeave's revenue has more than tripled, reflecting the soaring demand for artificial intelligence. In the second quarter, the company reported revenue of $1.2 billion, up from $395 million a year earlier. However, CoreWeave also faced a loss of $290 million. Chief Executive Michael Intrator noted the need to scale rapidly to meet this demand. Shares fell 7.6% to $137 in late trading. And in entertainment news, the film industry in 2025 is experiencing a much-needed positive shift, with comic book films like Superman and The Fantastic Four First Steps exceeding expectations. Original projects, such as the IMAX release of F1 and Ryan Coogler's vampire thriller Sinners, prove there is still strong interest outside of established franchises. However, many exceptional independent films have struggled to find their audience due to limited releases. Among these, A Little Prayer, On Swift Horses, Omaha, and My Dead Friend Zoe showcase talent and storytelling deserving of recognition in a year filled with blockbuster hits. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American author and motivational speaker, Helen Keller. And she said, "Alone, we can do so little. Together, we can do so much." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.